Welcome back to Career Quest. I'm your host, Sydney. Today I will be interviewing a set lighting technician. He might work on shows that I like or don't, but I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Career Quest, Javier.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So tell me about your job.
Okay, so I am a set lighting technician. And what that means is I work in film and television production of whether it's a film or a television show or a music video or anything that you would see on television or on the internet. And so what that means is I'm just an electrician and I'm part of a whole community that puts together a project. They all vary, whether it's a music video or whether it's a TV show or a film. My job is pretty much going to be the same, although the projects are obviously going to be different. And so my job is running electricity for the set and also providing the lights or working with the lights that help light up the talent for the production.
So
I kind of move lights around. I give power to people that need electricity, whether it's the wardrobe department or costumes or the script supervisor who needs to plug in her computer. I got to get her power, the special effects people that might need a power for their fog machine. I'm providing power for them. And I'm providing the power for the lights that we use to light up our talent.
What did you have to do to become a set lighting technician?
What did I have to do? You can go to school to become a set lighting technician. You can go to film school and you can understand how films are made or how production is done. Mm-hmm. And you can choose to be a camera operator or a grip or costumes or whatever, but you could go to film school and you can kind of go that route. The route I took was I got a job at a rental company that rented out lights and cameras to productions that, you know, so from that, I kind of, I was just answering the phones in the beginning. It was just a job answering phones and light payroll stuff. And before you know it, I was making deliveries of equipment to production houses or picking up equipment from other rental houses to take to studios to help them with their productions. And as I started to do that, I started to learn what the equipment was. And then they put me, then I started working in the warehouse. And so I started learning what all the equipment was and how to use it and how to use it for film production. And so as I did that, I would go out on a set and work as a set lighting technician or as a grip. And I just kind of learned on set really to how to do it. And also just kind of studying it from the point of view of the equipment that I had in the warehouse that I had at my hands and how it worked and what it needed to work in film production. And so a lot of it was, I learned it right out there on the spot and it took me years and years and years to really understand it. I think if I would have went to film school, it would have been a little bit easier for me, but the route I took was the route I took and I love it. I like working in film production.
Cool. Okay. What do you wear to your job?
What do I wear to my job? Well, that depends on the job. The cool thing about my job is I can pretty much wear whatever I want to, but it also, I can show up in shorts and a t-shirt and a tool belt and I'm set, but sometimes that's not always the best thing to wear because if I'm outdoors and it's cold, if we're doing a night shoot, then I need to wear, you know, jacket and bundle up. I need to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need to wear what best helps me do my job. So if I'm in a studio, if I'm on a stage, you know, most likely I wear shorts, t-shirt and a good pair of shoes because you're on your feet all the time. So whether it's work boots or just comfortable shoes, you have to be comfortable to work because we're pushing around equipment, we're going up and down ladders. So you got to be somewhat able to be active and athletic, you know? But if I'm working out on the beach or out in the desert, I got to have some work boots on, maybe some long pants and long sleeves so the sun doesn't beat me down too much. So it depends on the job. So our jobs definitely vary depending on the location, whether it's in a studio or on location. You kind of dress for the situation. It could be raining, right? It could be raining. I gotta work. So yeah. I gotta wear a rain jacket and rain gear to keep myself dry.
I don't know if I would really like that, because usually I'm wearing like comfy pants and comfy top and flip-flops if I'm just gonna walk around.
Yeah, I would so. I would say flip-flops are not recommended on set. In fact, open-toed shoes are not allowed on set, because there's equipment that could damage your feet. And so we all have to wear shoes that are covering your toes, because it's very easily, you can get those hurt.
Yeah, that would not be fun.
Right. No one wants to get hurt on set.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite part about your job?
There's a lot. So my favorite part about my job is, for the most part, I work with people that I like and I get along with. And I work with the same people for the most part, and people that know me and I know them, and we know each other's strengths and we know each other's weaknesses, and we work together to get a job done. So a lot of times when I get a job, it's someone I know and someone who knows me and wants to work with me, so that, because they know that I'm a good worker or that I have a good attitude. And so it's fun to work with people that you get along with to a job. A job can last a day, a week, 6 months, even a year. It depends on the job, whether it's a TV show or a film or just a music video. So my favorite part is really working with the people that I like and that I get along with. The other really fun thing about my job is that we get fed. Like, I show up and they give me whatever I want. So if I show up to work, I can get blueberry pancakes or breakfast burrito.
That's cool.
BLT, and it's for free. And it's like, hey, it's free food in the morning, right? To get my day started.
Yeah.
And then lunch, you know, I can get whatever I want, whether it's, you know, barbecue or noodles, or, you know, they usually feed us pretty well. There's always food on set. And so it could be a good thing. You got to control yourself, because there's always snacks, you know? So you could very easily eat too much and not be able to do your job. Okay. That's kind of like, those are my favorite things. And the other favorite thing about my job is, a lot of times it's always different. Sometimes I go to amazing houses all over Los Angeles, and I see places that most people don't get to see, where there's a really cool house, you know, at the beach, or a really cool house in the mountains, or get to go in City Hall, or places people don't normally get to go to, you know, get access to places that people don't actually get to go to, you know. So cool. I think one of my favorite experiences was, I was working for the NBA, and I got to sit on the floor of a basketball game, and it was great. I was able to watch a basketball game on floor, and all I had to do was run empty camera magazines to the changer that was sitting in the hall of the Staples Center. And so I was literally on the floor of the Lakers game, and I was so excited. So there's really fun things about my job that I really enjoy.
Okay. What is your least favorite part about your job?
The least favorite part of my job is the hours. I work long hours. Yeah. So generally speaking, on an average shoot, we work 12 hours. And usually it's like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then you have to add an hour in there for lunch. So that becomes 13 hours. And then, you know, show up like 45 minutes to an hour early. And so that adds, you know, another hour. So that's 14 hours. And so my days are really long. And a lot of times I'll show up to work and the sun hasn't come up, and I'll leave work and the sun's gone down. So I don't even get to see the sun sometimes. And so that could be pretty hard. And you're on your feet all the time. And that could be just kind of a grind.
Yeah, standing is not my thing.
Yeah. So, you know, working like 14 hours on your feet all day, it's like, man, it's rough. It just grinds you down, especially if you're on a TV show where it's, you know, 4 months, 5 months of just doing that Monday through Friday, you know.
Oh, my God.
14 hour days, it beats you down, and your body kind of like goes down. So that's like my least favorite part of my job. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think your job helps people, and how?
I think my job helps people because it entertains them. Like, people like entertainment. People like to go to the movies. People like to see music videos. people really don't like to see commercials, but sometimes commercials can be kind of funny. But people like to be entertained. So I am part of helping them be entertained.
Oh. Okay, what is your dream job as a kid? What was your dream job as a kid? I'm sorry.
As a kid, my dream job was to play left field for the Los Angeles Dodgers. That was my dream job. I wanted to play for the Dodgers. I wanted to play left field. That was my dream job as a kid.
Every Dodger fan.
Yeah, that's what I would. That would be my dream job. Either that or like an if I could be an artist. I wish I would have went to art school and been an artist. But those are probably my that was my dream job as a kid.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks for talking with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your audio. And if you do,